It says in verse 12, as it is written, the older will serve the younger, just as it is written, Jacob I have loved, but Esau I hated. Did you get that? Jacob I have loved, and Esau I have hated. You say, well, that's unfair. How could God pick between two unborn children, between two beings that had not done anything good or bad? How could God choose one of them and neglect the other or pass over the other? How could he do that? That's unfair. That's unjust. Well, the Apostle Paul anticipates that that's the way that we would respond. In fact, he says in 14, what shall we say then? There is no injustice with God, is there? May it never be. Paul anticipates that when you hear this, you're going to say, that's not fair. So when he stands over here and says, his God is a monster, his God is not fair, his God sends little babies to hell, his God is like somebody who spanks babies indefinitely while they're crying, and there's nothing that they could do about it. He's really arguing against the God of the Bible. He's really raising up his accusation, not at me as his debate opponent, but he's raising up his accusation at the God of the Bible, and he's evidencing himself to be that which he is, still an unregenerated enemy of God's gospel of grace.